Last month, my family headed out to Florida for a family vacation. Now that one of our kids lives in Florida and one goes to college in Ohio, it's rare and lovely for the five of us to be together. We all love movies, though it can be tricky to settle on just one, but one of the ones we went together to see was March of the Penguins. Everyone loved it, though how could anyone not? Emperor penguins lead lives fraught with peril and stark beauty and single-minded dedication, qualities of heroism that rival any movie about humans. The plot line, following a flock through a single season of child-rearing, has a lovely arc. The adorable chicks provide ample motivation for the parents to endure such hardships, and the warm and gentle voice of Morgan Freeman narrating can enrich any movie. Of course, our whole family loved it, so I guess it's not surprising that March of the Penguins has inspired people to wax euphoric about its family values. The New York Times reports, quote, "Conservative groups have turned its stirring depiction of the mating ordeals of emperor penguins into an unexpected battle anthem in the culture wars." Michael Medved said it's the motion picture this summer that most passionately affirms traditional norms like monogamy, sacrifice, and child-rearing. Rich Lowry, editor of the National Review, speaking at a gathering of young Republicans, said, "You have to check out March of the Penguins. It is an amazing movie, and I have to say, penguins are the really ideal example of monogamy. These things, the dedication of these birds is just amazing." Now, it isn't that I think penguins don't have splendid family values, but I wonder exactly what values these men are touting. Emperor penguins are indeed devoted to raising a baby together for a single breeding season. When the chick is grown and the family heads for the ocean, they go their separate ways, and the parents choose different mates the following year. According to the American Ornithologist Union's journal, The Auk, emperor penguins have much lower mate fidelity than do other species of penguins, despite their high rates of survival. March of the Penguins does make a lovely case for serial monogamy, but does Michael Medved really believe that this is a role model for people? And one would think a political group that has fought against gay marriage with a penguin's single-mindedness might have noticed that penguins in captivity, and quite probably in nature, often fall into gay alliances. Two penguins named Wendell and Cass of Coney Island were the first famous gay penguin couple, and unlike serial monogamists, they stuck together through thick and thin for at least 8 years. And Silo and Roy of the Central Park Zoo successfully raised a chick from a donated egg together, incubating and providing food just as well as any heterosexual pair of penguins. Staff of the Bremerhaven Zoo in Germany were chagrined after conducting DNA tests to learn that three of their five pairs of Humboldt penguins were all males. They brought in some females from a Swedish zoo, apparently hoping the Scandinavian beauties would tempt the males to abandon their gay alliances, but had pretty limited success. And penguins violate what a great many people consider family values in yet another way. Female Adelie penguins of Antarctica actually turn to prostitution to gather enough stones to make a nest. When any strange male penguin offers a mated female a little stone or rock, she'll waddle off and mate with him out of sight of her unsuspecting mate, and then return to incorporate the rock into her nest. One female managed to entice 62 rocks from various males without her mate suspecting, unless he was offering rocks to other females while she was dallying here and there. Many of the unwitting mated males are apparently raising chicks that aren't even their own. This system works well for penguins, perhaps even fostering genetic mixing. But unless people who tout family values are enlarging their sensibilities to suddenly accept a surprising amount of diversity, March of the Penguins may not truly represent what some people think it does. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.